thank you for tuning in today to the In the Garden Ministries, home of Gethsemane Baptist Church and Alive TV Media Ministry. Stay tuned for the In the Garden program. You are destined to be blessed today. Thank you so much for joining us. We've got some great things to share with you, so we hope you'll stay right here and plan to get a blessing from today's In the Garden program. We've got a new message from Pastor Doug, part one of that coming up on today's program, dealing with miracles. And we'll get into that in just a few minutes. We've also got some great music to share with you. Tony Gore and Majesty coming up with a song called Final Chapter in just a few minutes. And then later on, one from the Connors that I know will bless you here on today's In the Garden program. So stay right here and plan to get a blessing. This is the radio ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church, located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, Lynchburg, Virginia. Just a little ways up from the main entrance of Lynchburg College and just about a block off of Lakeside Drive. We'd love for you to come worship with us. Sunday school begins at 10 a.m. Morning worship service is at 10:55, and our Sunday evening worship service begins at 6 o'clock. We'd also love to see you on Wednesday nights when we have the kids in God's house for the Awana Clubs. They get started at 6:45, and that's for ages 3 through the teens. And we hope you'll stay and be blessed to be a part of the Wednesday evening worship service at 7 o'clock at the church where the shout has not gone out, Gethsemane Baptist Church, again, 411 Blue Ridge Street, Lynchburg, Virginia. Right now, it's Tony Gore and Majesty. This is Final Chapter on the In the Garden program.
God brought His people through the waters of the swelling sea. He led His children through the lion's den and furnace heat. They traveled through the desert long, hot and burning sand. But if you think you've been through it all, wait till you see how the final chapter ends. Jacob was standing at the portal with his trumpet in his hand. On and on the Bible tells of miracles divine. Time is soon approaching, the stage set to begin. But if you think you've seen it all, wait till you see how this old story ends. Abel's standing at the port with his trumpet in his hand.
Majesty and Final Chapter on today's In the Garden program. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to get to Pastor Duck's message dealing with miracles here in just a couple of minutes on the In the Garden program. But first, I'd like to let you know about our television ministry. You can tune in to Alive TV. It's on Channel 7, wherever you get Nesby Cable. If you're in Bedford County or Campbell County in Appomattox or the Pamplin area, you can just tune to Channel 7, and that's where you'll find your blessing at on the TV. You'll find some great Southern Gospel music videos on there. Of course, there is the flagship program, the In the Garden television program, which airs at various times. It's on quite a bit throughout the week, and you can tune in and get an idea of when that's going to be coming up. I can tell you, every day, Saturday through Sunday, you can catch the In the Garden television program between 6 and 7 a.m. So if you're up early and you're looking for a blessing, there's a great way to start your day right there with the In the Garden television program. And there's so much more great things for you to check out. It's a live TV. Again, it's on Channel 7, wherever you get Nesby Cable, Bedford County, Campbell County, Appomattox, or the Pamplin area. Now, if you're in Lynchburg or in Amherst and you'd like to get a live TV on your Adelphia cable system, well, and what we're doing is encouraging folks to give Adelphia a call. Let them know that you'd like to have a blessing, like a live TV on your cable system as well. Tell them that Nesby's already seen fit to do that. And be sure to let them know that that's your desire. And we appreciate you doing that. And let me remind you that you can tune in for the In the Garden television program a couple of times during the week on Adelphia on their local access channel. And that would be on Wednesday evenings at 6:30 and on Thursday mornings at 10:30. So we hope you'll tune in and get a blessing. And God bless you. Thank you. We appreciate that. And right now it's time to go to the pulpit of Gethsemane Baptist Church. A brand new message on miracles from Pastor Carlton Duck on today's In the Garden program.
The Lord today is still in the miracle working business, isn't he? I know a lot of folks today and a lot of preachers, a lot of churches don't believe that God's able to perform a miracle. And they say, well, the day of miracle is gone. That was biblical times, and that was when Jesus was on the face of this earth, and when he ascended up into heaven, the miracles ceased. I beg your pardon. Jesus is still Jesus. Heaven is still heaven. God is still God. And God today can still perform a miracle in the life of a person tonight. I told you this morning, as Jesus told us in Mark 11:22, you've got to have faith in God in order for God to perform the miracle in your life. I think a lot of times we acknowledge that there's a need for a miracle, and we basically sit and wait for the miracle to show up. Well, you can sit until cobwebs form on you, and your miracle in all probability is not going to show up. But when you put action to your faith, when you serve the Lord, you believe. As you're going to see tonight, some things that happen with probably the most unlikely candidate tonight to receive a miracle. As a matter of fact, as you're going to see here in the scripture reading tonight, Gideon even asked, what happened to the miracles? Where is the one that performed the miracles? Why isn't there a day of miracles anymore? Well, folks, you're going to see tonight, and you know what was so neat about Gideon? He was just a little old wimp that God changed into a mighty man of valor. And you're going to see tonight, well, before I tell you the rest of the story, let's just read it tonight. You got your Bibles, don't you? All right, good. Two of you have. How about the rest of you? Anybody else got a Bible tonight? Say amen. Good. I'm glad you did tonight. Where are his miracles? That's the question tonight. And if you've got your Bibles, we're in Judges 6. I may have said Joshua. Judges 6. And tonight we're starting with verse number 11. Let's stand as we read together tonight. You've got your Bible. I want you to read out loud with me tonight. I want to hear you read as loud as I'm reading, okay? Now I'm amplified, so that means you're going to have to pick up your voice a little bit. All right, let's start with verse number 10 tonight, because that's kind of good, too. And I said unto you, I am the Lord your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell, but ye have not obeyed my voice. And there came an angel of the Lord and sat under the oak, which was in Ophrah, that pertained unto Joash the Ebionite, and his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. Stop right there. Why is he hiding if he's a mighty man of valor? Why is he hiding the threshing of the wheat? Why is he hiding the wheat if he's such a bad dude? You know what I'm saying? I mean, listen, like, if he is such a man of valor, then why is he doing that? Really, Gideon was not a man of valor. He was a very timid person. But you know what? God didn't see him in that position of being timid and withdrawn and hiding. God saw him in what he could make him be. Don't forget that. Tonight, God sees you tonight in a different eye than you see yourself. You see yourself, God sees you. See tonight, you can be a giant for God tonight. You really can be. Not for your glory and not for your image tonight, but for His image and for His glory. Amen. Tonight, God has called you to be a mighty person tonight for His glory. And tonight, anything that you do for His glory, He's going to be blessed by it, isn't He? Amen. So tonight, I'm sorry I stopped you, but I'm glad I did. He said, the Lord is with thee. Thank God for that promise tonight. Here goes verse 13. Are you ready? Let's keep reading. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, listen now, why then is all this befallen us, and where be all His miracles which our fathers told of us, saying, did not the Lord bring us up out from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. And the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent thee? And he said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. And the Lord said unto him, surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. May God add the blessing to the reading of His Word tonight. What was that question He asked? You may be seated. Thank you. What was that question He asked there tonight in verse number 13? He says, where be all His miracles which our fathers told of us, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? Where are all the miracles, God? We're living in a day where I think that our attention has been drawn to so many things. And then we stand in disbelief before the throne of God, and we too say, God, where's all the miracles of today? Why, seemingly, you know, I've had people ask me this. Every day I run into somebody that will ask the question of this flavor. You know, if God is God, then why is all these things going on that we're facing today? Why is there so much evil perpetrating our society, our land, our country, our world? Why is seemingly Satan just going about wreaking havoc everywhere he puts his foot down? I mean, it seems like, you know, God, where are you at and what are you doing? It makes no difference what's happening in the world. The fact is, God is still in control. And we've got to remember today, and we've got to look at the picture and realizing, sure, tonight, that the situations of our world tonight are very, very bad. We look at tonight the accounts that are taking place and the liberties and the freedoms that are basically eroding away tonight. We think tonight about how that prayer has gone out of the school and Bible reading has gone out of school and how now not only did they rip down the Ten Commandments from the schoolhouse and now they've ripped them down from the courthouse and anything that stands for anything with God, and next thing you know they'll be taking in God we trust off of our currency, which actually the process has already began to accomplish that. And we think, what's wrong with our society that they're trying to push God out of everything that stands for holiness? You know what? You can expect that from the world tonight. Because tonight the world doesn't understand God anyway. They have no perception of God. All they do tonight is acknowledge, if they do that, that there is a God. But tonight, the good thing about you and I tonight, not only do we acknowledge that there's a God, but tonight we have experienced this God in our life. And we know tonight, if God did not do anything else for us tonight, God has performed the greatest miracle that could be performed in our life, and that is the miracle of salvation.
We'll continue with this message from Pastor Carlton Duck dealing with miracles tomorrow right here on the In the Garden program. Surely hope you'll join us then and plan to get a blessing. This is music from the Connors, entitled God Gave His Best, on today's In the Garden program.
Look at that field of gold and blue, upon a grassy bed. Look at that sky of blue with just a touch of red. And look at that little God's best.
The Connors and God Gave His Best on today's In the Garden program. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate you being here with us today. We hope you'll tune in again tomorrow and get the conclusion of Pastor Duck's message dealing with miracles here on the In the Garden program. We also would like to encourage you to visit our website at www.itgm.org. There you'll find a whole new look if you haven't been to the website lately. You'll also find the prayer list, find out who you need to remember in prayer, and you'll also find the prayer chain. What a powerful tool that is if you have a need of prayer. If you would like to make that need known right there on the website, it's very easy to do. Maybe someone else you know has a need of prayer in their lives, and you can let us know about that. And with just one click, send that out to folks who will get the message in their email, and they'll open that up, and they'll see the need, and they'll begin to pray on your behalf, and you will get a blessing out of that, I guarantee you. And while you're at the website, you can find out how to submit your own email so that when other folks have prayer needs or prayer requests, their messages will come to you, and you can respond to their needs by going to the Lord in prayer. So be sure you take advantage of that. It's at www.itgm.org, and it's called the Prayer Chain. Be sure to look for that and so much more. Again, that's www.itgm.org. And God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us today. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow. We'll have the conclusion of Pastor Duck's message on miracles and much more right here on the In the Garden program. So we look forward to you being with us again tomorrow right here. And God bless you. Thanks for joining us today. On behalf of Pastor Duck and the members of Gethsemane Baptist Church, we appreciate you listening to the In the Garden program today. If you would like to receive an audio cassette copy of today's message, you may do so by calling 845-8796 and leave a message or place an order on our website at itgm.org. Please come and be a part of the exciting worship at Gethsemane Baptist Church, located at 411 Blue Ridge Street near the main entrance of Lynchburg College. Also, tune into our media ministry of Alive TV, as found on Channel 7 on the Nesby cable systems. Please pray for us as we are praying for you. Don't forget, you can get our worship schedule and other information at 845-8796 or at our website, www.itgm.org. God bless you and shalom.